Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of January 2020. Supreme Court has granted 4 weeks to the central government to respond to 140 writ petitions filed for challenging the constitutional validity of the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. Delhi High Court has held that the applications filed for seeking permission to sell a vehicle seized by the bank in cases of default cannot be kept pending for long and should be disposed of within 60 days. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Rajasthan has held that Input Tax Credit, ITC, is not available for supply of goods and services which are used for carrying out civil work and external development work. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has said that the facility of beneficiary uploading the documents through eSanchit will be deactivated from the 31st of January, 2020. Supreme Court has refused to grant any stay on the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, without hearing the centre and said it may refer pleas challenging the validity of the Act to a larger constitution bench. Supreme Court has set the outer limit as 3 months for concluding disqualification proceedings against defectors in anti-defection cases. The court has recommended that the Parliament should amend the Constitution of India, 1949 to set up a permanent tribunal to decide cases under the 10th schedule, given the partisan conduct of the speakers. Supreme Court has said to the Parliament to rethink whether the Speaker of a House should continue to have powers to disqualify, observing that he also belongs to a political party. Supreme Court has sought to know from Tamil Nadu government about the status of the mercy plea filed by Rajiv Gandhi assassination case convict, A.G. Peruvallan, before the governor seeking suspension of his life sentence since he has already spent more than 28 years in prison. Supreme Court has observed that, if the accused appellant dies during the pendency of a criminal appeal against a composite sentence of imprisonment as well as fine, the appeal does not abate. Supreme Court has observed that a trial court can exercise its powers of altering or adding charges under Section 216 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 even after the completion of evidence, arguments and reserving of the judgment. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain the Mahout's plea seeking the release of an elephant from alleged illegal detention. The court stated that keeping the elephant at an elephant rehabilitation center cannot be termed as illegal or unauthorized as the jungle is the natural habitat of such animals. Madras High Court has taken SUO Mato notice of the issue of fake journalists and has sought responses from the Tamil Nadu government, Press Council of India and various journalists' bodies and means to tackle the problem. Madras High Court has granted an interim stay on the proceedings against Congress Lok Sabha Member of Parliament, Karthi Chidambaram and his wife Srinidhi in the income tax evasion case. Delhi Court has modified the bail terms of Bhim Army Chief, Chandrasekhar Azad, stating that any conditions imposed on the accused cannot come in his way to participate in elections in a democracy. The court has allowed Azad to visit Delhi on the condition that he marks his presence before the police station at Saharanpur every Saturday till the 16th of February. Securities Appellate Tribunal has extended its status quo order in the case of Axis Bank and Kavi Stockbroking till the 31st of January. Authority on Advance Ruling, Karnataka has ruled that the Pharmaceutical Reference Standards, PRS, is not a diagnostic reagent and is not covered under Entry No. 80 of Schedule 2 of Integrated Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017, IGST Act. The authority clarified that PRS is covered under Entry No. 453 of Schedule 3 of IGST Act, attracting IGST at 18%. Authority for Advance Ruling, Goa has held that the activities in relation to any function entrusted to a panchayat or municipality are exempted from Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Reserve Bank of India has said that it has cancelled the certificate of authorization of Vodafone M-Pesa on account of voluntary surrender of authorization. The bank further clarified that the company cannot transact the business of issuance and operation of prepaid payment instruments post the cancellation. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India has decided to defer the implementation of Indian accounting standards in the insurance sector until the International Accounting Standards Board issues final amendment to the International Financial Reporting Standard 17. Securities and Exchange Board of India has reaffirmed its ruling in the Sahara India Commercial Corporation Limited case, which had directed the legal representatives of late YN Saxena to refund investors.